surreal.
For transportation. And that's why we all go there. Always just for views.
No, every country deserves to be shown in a different way and in a positive light, even if most stuff about their country has always been negative.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful people, from a beautiful day here. From airstrikes from people outside of Syria, so I guess people from other countries that destroyed it.
هذا الشيء كثير يعني مستفز نحن كسوريين نشوف هيك مثلا يوتيوبر سوري او غير سوري او اجنبي او مين كان وقت عم بيقول انه والله هدول هاي المدن او مثلا اليوتيوبر بيروح على مدينتي بشوف انا مدمره وانا كنت عايش هناك وعم بوثق الاحداث هناك بقول والله هدول الارهابيين هن اللي دمروها هذا الشيء ما صحيح ابدا يعني هذا الحكي بس هذا الحكي هو كثير بيساعد النظام بالنسبه للمجتمع اللي برا بالنسبه للمجتمع العربي او الغربي او اي مجتمع يعني ما عنده درايه عن سوريا اكيد بده يصدق هذا اليوتيوبر المتابعين اللي عنده يعني لذلك هذا الشيء يعني كثير كثير مستفز بالنسبه لنا مع اليوتيوبر هذا مسجد خالد بن وليد كيف تدمر بيقول لي والله الارهابيين اجوا لهون هذول الارهابيين من برا سوريا وجبهه النصره اللي اجوا لهون هن اللي دمروا
kim yaptı diye sordum bunları hani IŞİD mi El-Kaide mi veya başka terörist gruplar mı diye hepsi dedi.
We are laying what has been told to us. After returning to Syria, I corrected the wrong parts in the videos I published.
Guides are working for the regime. So the guides are not there to give you a truthful view of what is happening in Syria. They're there to do their job. And what their job is to show you a side of Syria that the regime wants to show you.
They always say, come here and see the truth and please say truth, please say truth. First, I didn't understand why they always say like that. And after that, I get it.
The terrorists want to change the political regime.
هذا الشيء هو النظام كتير بينبسط عليه. هو هذا الشيء كتير بيريدوا يعني مشان البرة يقولون لك سوريا رجعناها مثل ما كانت. هذول الإرهابيين هن دمروها. طلعناهم نحنا وصار مدننا كلها آمنة.
Didn't go there to support the government. I went there to tell some stories and hopefully find some positive stories, which I did. And I also wanted to show what it was like on the ground, which, like I said, there's way more devastation than I ever thought there was. Maybe that was me being naive, but most of my followers agreed that they never realized the extent of the devastation in Syria and how long it will take for that beautiful country to be rebuilt.
A lot of these vloggers are saying that they're apolitical in this, and I'm sure many of them are. But the issue is when you're entering a conflict zone, your direct presence there becomes political.